News release. Attorney General Dana Nessel. Lansing. Today, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced charges against the owner and three employees at the Oxford Center in connection with the death of five-year-old Thomas Cooper. Owner Tamala Peterson, 58, of Brighton, safety manager Jeffrey Mosteler, 64, of Clinton Township, and Gary Markin, 65, of Spring Arbor, the primary management assistant at the facility, each face one count of second-degree murder, a potential life offense, or alternatively, one count of involuntary manslaughter, a 15-year felony. Aletta Moffitt, 60, of Rochester Hills, the operator of the hyperbaric chamber, is charged with one count of involuntary manslaughter and one count of medical records, intentionally placing false information on chart, a 4-year felony. The Oxford Center, located in Troy, provides therapy for children with various health conditions, including autism, ADHD, and autoimmune diseases, through hyperbaric oxygen therapy. On January 31, while Cooper was undergoing treatment, the hyperbaric chamber caught fire from the inside and exploded. Both the National Fire Protection Association, NFPA, and Securist, the manufacturer of the hyperbaric chamber, publish strict safety protocols that must be followed before treatment. However, it is alleged that these standards were deliberately discarded at the time of Cooper's death. This tragedy could have been prevented if proper safety protocols were followed, Nessel said. Instead, deliberate negligence and a blatant disregard for safety cost a child his life. I appreciate the investigatory efforts of the Troy Police Department. My office remains committed to seeking justice for Thomas and holding those responsible accountable. After an extensive and difficult investigation, these arrests reflect the dedication and commitment of our investigators through this process, said Troy Police Department Chief of Police Josh Jones. We appreciate the partnership with the Michigan Attorney General's office leading up to the arrests yesterday and as we move forward. The criminal investigation was conducted by the Troy Police Department. The defendants are in custody and awaiting arraignment.